going on a trip soon, need a new carry-on, or just have a bunch of events coming up and you need new outfits, Macy's Friends and Family Sale is all you'll need. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping at $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so there are major power plays going on airplanes, and it's no wonder that we're so stressed out when we get off an airplane, because I don't really think it's necessarily the dehydration, the TSA, the challenges. Here's what I think. So I think I told the story about when I got on the plane and the guy was like, "Well, we don't have room." And I'm like, "Well, I think we do." Did I tell you guys I did? Okay. So forgetting like the passive aggressive attitude of 50% of flight attendants, it's so weird. Sometimes it's the lottery. Sometimes they walk up and they're just so kind and everything's great. And sometimes you've gotten on the plane, you're the first person on the plane, you're sitting down, we're going to have you put your seat up. And I'm like, but wait a minute, there's 378 people. We need to get our space ready right now. And I'm like, but like, you're not going to start fighting with a flight attendant, but you're like, my daughter's sitting there. We've just gotten on the plane. I'm letting her watch her iPad with the tray table down. We're the first people on. We're watching endless people coming on with all their shit. And someone's so passive aggressive. And you obviously can't say something. You just got to stifle it. So it's like you have a 50-50 shot of getting a total fucking asshole or the nicest person you've ever met. So that's where it begins. Like someone that you ask for water in a certain way. Oh, we don't give water with ice in it. Yeah, no, because of COVID. Like, there's always some arbitrary, bizarre rule that is different than the rule the time before. And you don't know if somebody's letting you slide. It's beyond. Okay. So now you're dealing with passive-aggressive patrons. So I used to think it was just the person on the aisle who had all the power, because they sort of control the attitude of whether you're allowed to walk out to go to the bathroom. Like, they decide whether you're going to give them a lap dance and climb over them and like crawl on top of them, or whether they're going to stand up and give you the look because you had to pee twice because you're supposed to be hydrating because you're on a fucking airplane, which is dehydrating, and you've been fed salty nuts and a goddamn Bloody Mary. So you're supposed to be drinking tons of water. So you're supposed to be peeing. But the person on the aisle did not sign up for that program. So they're sort of, or like there's like a whole thing with like nudging them and all of that. It's sort of like being at a Broadway play and like being the person who wants to get out. And the person on the aisle is like, you've exceeded the amount of times you're allowed to get out and pee or get popcorn. They have the power. That being said, I think the greater power on the plane is a person sitting in the window seat. Because if that fucking sun is glaring in and you're that person on the aisle or across the aisle, now you're not even, it's not even your own damn aisle. You're like, you got your three people. You're in a little faction. They're in your pod. They're in your plane pod. You have to talk to them to get out, to get in. The person in the middle is just fucked sideways. I mean, let's be honest. They have to deal with the glaring sun coming in. They have to ask to pee. That's the real reason. It has nothing to do with just people on top of them. That's not the worst of it. You are literally a prisoner. So now you're across the aisle or at the end and you've got to like look over. You don't know this person. They owe you nothing. They know the sun's glaring through that goddamn window. They're well aware. They have some disorder where they must look at the sun at all times during a plane. Must see it take off. Must see all the clouds. Must see us go down. But you can't read a goddamn book or do anything because the sun is glaring in your eyes. So you're supposed to bring an eye mask. And I realize that. But sitting up normally with an eye mask or just being living a normal life, like just eating a normal snack on the plane with that person. And sometimes you never go full Monty. You never like, please close the goddamn whole window. And that's not some law that's been told to the airline flight attendants. Like, no, yeah, they have to, A, the people behind me that are talking so loud, like there needs to be like a decibel counter. You're at a six. You've just reached a fucking eight. The flight attendant should be saying, shut your fucking pie hole. There are other people, but they're not allowed. There's no like control of the noise on the plane. So that someone's feast is your famine. Someone could be screaming like I am right now and think they're talking normally and another person's sleeping. Like that's just death by a million paper cuts. So then you lean over the person in between you to ask a perfect stranger who's later going to have to ask you if they can go to the bathroom, by the way, or climb over you, give you a lap dance or whatever. And you're like, can you just close your window a little bit? And you say a little bit and that passag twat does exactly that. They close it just a fucking little bit. And then you want to be like, why don't you close your whole fucking window? Because you see the light glaring into me. Either Jesus has come for me or we're fucking flying in a goddamn sunstorm. And I need to just like live my own normal life. My corneas are burnt. So you have no power in the air, no matter who you are. Okay? No fucking power. So we're not all stressed out enough about the mask on, the mask off, the acne. You finally realize you have bad breath. Like after a couple hours, you're wearing a mask. You're like, wow, is this what I always am like? Because it's like, it's now not great. But I wouldn't know that if I didn't have a mask on. Then you walk into a doctor's office, right? They're so, you got to have a mask and you must wear a mask on at all time. And they're militant and you can't move and you can't breathe and you can't do anything. Can't have a mint, can't have a sip of water. You got to have the fucking mask on at all time. Then try to talk to them. Try to do an administrative conversation. And they get annoyed too. Like, I didn't hear, what is it? What is, because today I was saying, oh, my first emergency, burn it. Myrna? Burn it. Skirna? It's burning with a B. What? Like, oh my God. Then you take your, you got to keep your mask on. Like, we can't have a, I don't know what to do. Are we doing, like, do we on flashcards? What do you want me to do? Bring a teleprompter? I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. I got to bring a fucking teleprompter to check into a doctor now. So that's one thing. And also, we have a new element now of people that want to get it because they haven't gotten it. So I know someone who was going to an event that they didn't want to A, miss, B, fuck up for everybody. And they were now in the witching hour. We call that when you have a kid, like the witching hour. I think it was like between 5 and 7. Your kid's been up way too long. That kid passes out at 5 o'clock. You are fucked because they're not sleeping. So you have to like put little toothpicks in their eyes, keep them awake. Like it's just, give them caffeine, like play jingle bells, like dance like a jester. It doesn't matter. That's a witching hour. Well, the witching hour is before you have a big event. You have a wedding coming up, you have whatever. It's just enough time to go make out with someone with COVID. There is a world that's not being discussed where people want to get it because they know that they're going to get it. And they're those last people that didn't get it and they're afraid they're gonna fuck up someone's event or their own. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and Native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.